Netflix accused of using AI-generated image in true crime documentary What Jennifer Did. By Paul Bois on April 17, 2024. The streaming platform Netflix has been accused of using AI imagery in its true crime documentary What Jennifer Did. The true crime documentary chronicles Jennifer Pan, who was convicted by a Canadian court in 2010 for conscripting a high school friend to murder her parents. Her mother died and her dad was injured. Perfuturism. The streaming service used the photos to illustrate her bubbly, happy, confident, and very genuine personality, as high school friend Nam Nguyen described her. The images that appear around the 28-minute mark of Netflix's What Jennifer Did have all the hallmarks of an AI-generated photo, down to mangled hands and fingers, misshapen facial features, morphed objects in the background, and a far too long front tooth. The image of Pan with a mysteriously long tooth is also used in a promotional poster for the documentary. Neither Netflix nor director Jenny Popplewell have commented on the outcry over the imagery. Engadget's Steve Dent notes that Pan, the subject of the film, is currently in prison and has been granted a second trial. Fictional images of her could potentially affect the outcome of the case. This incident marks yet another in a string of controversies over a major platform's use of AI for creative work. Just recently, the horror film Late Night with the Devil faced backlash from the film community for using an AI image in one particular scene. The directors, siblings Cameron and Colin Cairns, clarified they used it sparingly for budget purposes. In conjunction with our amazing graphics and production design team, all of whom worked tirelessly to give this film the 70s aesthetic we had always imagined, we experimented with AI for three still images which we edited further and ultimately appear as very brief interstitials in the film, they said. We feel incredibly fortunate to have had such a talented and passionate cast, crew and producing team go above and beyond to help bring this film to life. We can't wait for everyone to see it for themselves this weekend, they added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X @ProLand Films or Instagram @ProLand Films.